Good evening and welcome to Arisa K's International Pot Party. I'm Arisa, hailing from Anchorage, Alaska, where it's about 45 degrees today, and apparently it's summer now, because at my church, Tuesday night is kids club, and the kids all came in with popsicles today that they'd gotten from the ice cream truck. So if the ice cream truck's in town, I guess it's summer. I myself am also eating ice cream, the ice cream that I bought last night from... this is Ben & Jerry's Coffee Heath Bar Crunch, and it's really good. There's like, my gosh, there's like half a Heath Bar in here, like in just one big solid chunk. This could be a problem, though, because I actually don't do very well with coffee at night, I mean, and so I might be up till morning, but I don't have to work tomorrow, so that's less of a problem. But I can't stop eating this. I'm gonna... Okay, so this is... officially summer now in Anchorage. Actually, it kind of is, because the sun is like, well, it's gone now. It's 11 o'clock p.m. And the sky's not really dark yet, but the sun is down. But since it's summer, I'm going to play a couple songs that give me the vague impression of summer. I'm not sure why. It's not a particular summer or anything particular, really, but I put them together and I looked at them and I thought, oh, these are summery songs. So, this first song is Zemfira and it's called Hochish.
Пожалуйста, не умирай, или мне придется тоже. Ты, конечно, сразу в рай, а я не думаю, что тоже хочешь сладких апельсинов, хочешь слух рассказ. Все звезды, что мешают спать. Пожалуйста, только живи, ты же видишь, я живу тобой. Моей огромной любви хватит нам двоим с головою. Хочешь море с парусами, хочешь музык новых самых, хочешь я убью соседей, что мешает спать.
Ice cream. I didn't know I liked Heath bars so much. What are they? They're toffee. Toffee? Yeah, they're toffee, right? It reminds me of this lady who came into work today, and she wanted a 12-ounce brevet with praline syrup. We don't have praline syrup, so then she asked if we had English toffee syrup, which we don't have that either. So then she settled on French vanilla, and I wasn't for sure we had French vanilla, but I knew we had vanilla, so I was just kind of going with it, and I did check later, and we did have sugar-free French vanilla, so I'm not sure what I would have done, but we were out of half and half, and I know we shouldn't be out of half and half, but she didn't want it because we were out of half and half, but, like, is it really, like, so gross to just drink it with whole milk? Like, is that really so much less delicious? Like half and half, that's a lot of half and half. That's a 12-ounce. And then if I put 2 shots of espresso in it, that's about what, I don't know, like 2 or 3 ounces. So that's like 9 or 10 ounces of half and half. That's a cup of half and half. That is not good for you. But she didn't end up getting it because we didn't have half and half, so I guess it was for the best. The cat is coming back. I had to do several takes of this show because the cat keeps knocking the microphone over and eating the ice cream, etc. She's back. Her name is Gabby. Let's see. I was going to talk about something else. I wonder what it was. Let's pause. Oh yeah, it's in regards to this next song I'm going to play. You know how, do you ever go to, like, Borders or Barnes & Noble? And, okay, sorry. And you go to the music section, and you're looking in the world section, because you want some, did you hear that? Some international, music, you know? You want some, I don't know, something from China, or, I don't know, something new and fun. But, all they have in the world section is, like, bongos, and, like, traditional folk songs and stuff. So, the Shakuhachi collection and things like that. Well, this next song is, I think it would fall into the world music category. Something you might even find at Borders. But it's kind of nice and fun. So, I'm not sure what language this is in. So, and I don't know what it's called or who it's by. But, enjoy it. It feels like summer to me. I think it might be from Africa. I don't know. Unless Stacy.
I'm not afraid.
Okay, please forgive me for being judgmental about the lady with the brevet. Because I just ate like half of that pint of Ben & Jerry's ice cream, and I highly doubt that was really a whole lot better for me than drinking a 12-ounce brevet. But, so, I'm sorry. I acknowledge my hypocrisy. Meanwhile, I wonder if you can hear the cat purring into the microphone. She's so lovey at night. It's darling. Let's see. Oh, I got my stamps. I went to a scrapbooking party, but not like a party, but like a please come buy things party. And I bought some stuff, and some of it was on back order. I got most of it last week. I got some paper blue, I think. Blue or purple, I forget. I think blue. And some little heart-shaped cards. And then I also ordered some stamps. I've never had any good luck with stamping. Not that I've really tried it very much, but it always looks so cute in, like, pictures and when other people do it. And then when I try it, it just looks like I just took a stamp, like an address stamp or something, and just stamped with it. And, like, it never looks good. Looks like the kind of stamp, like, that a business would endorse a check with. But, anyway, this is, Close to My Heart is the name of the company, and their stamps, they're kind of like little stickers, sort of. They peel off of this plastic thing, and then they stick to a clear block. And you just buy, like, one block or however many different size blocks you want. And you stick the stamps on the block, and then you stamp with it, and you can see through the clear block. I'm not sure if I'm explaining this very clearly, but I think the cat is worried that I'm talking to myself, apparently. But that's okay. So, anyway, I got some stamps. I got two sets. I got some that are square-shaped, because I liked the square shape, and they say little inspirational words like wisdom, faith, kindness, friendship, etc. And I also got these, weren't we supposed to get something free? Were these my free ones? Yeah, maybe these, I don't remember. I'll have to look at my receipt. You got something free. Any stamp set free if you spent, like, over a certain amount. So I spent over that amount just so I could get this free stamp set, because, yeah, I'm a sucker. These ones have different, like, all the different months. They're just, like, the little words, and then they have, like, elongated things like a clover or a balloon or a present. They're kind of cute. I don't know if I'll ever be able to make anything worthwhile with them, and I don't actually have any stamp pads, so I mean, I guess I'll have to buy some of those, but I figured I'd just get those from the regular supermarket type store. Well, Fred Meyer doesn't have any, as I discovered last night, but they do have microphones and ice cream. So yeah, I have stamps, and let's see, what song should I play next? We have Shakira. I can play Shakira. I'll play Shakira. This is No Creo.
Solo tú sabes bien quién soy, y por eso es tuyo mi corazón. Solo tú doblas mi razón, y por eso a donde tú quieras voy.
Los besos que
Sonrise Azul. I only believe in your blue smile. I think that's my favorite line from that song. It doesn't really make any sense, but Shakira lyrics are always a little bit off the wall like that. And it works better for me when they're off the wall and in Spanish than when they're in English. I think it's just a little bit further removed when they're in Spanish, so, and like I really understand all that many of them anyway, so it doesn't really matter to me. But when they're in English, it's a little bit too right there and nonsense. But I guess that's it for tonight. I hope that you enjoyed the songs, and I hope that wherever you are, it's getting to be summer. More summer than it's getting to be here, despite what everybody would like to imagine or hope for. So have a good night. Bye-bye.